Well, Madison, Wisconsin is truly a city of poets. We have a wonderful tradition of very fine poetry in this town that you can hear all over the place all the time. But in recent years, we've had a special treat, which is a whole new generation of young poets with a group called First Wave. And we're happy to have them last year at the Fighting Bob Fest, and we want to welcome again this year Malcolm Halsey Millhop with First Wave Poets.
Good afternoon, everyone. I was raised around here, and it is a pleasure to be with you today. I hope you're all enjoying yourselves. Thanks for listening. This poem is called At the Barrymore. At the bawdy Barrymore, the gypsy punks dared to roar, to soar towards the ceiling, to bleed into the floor. There was a hugeness of feeling to this horde of heathens and believers brawling before these, their leaders wailing motley manticores, their fingers aced like cleavers across their angry cords. And who the hell knows what we were fighting for, if the answer was in the lyrics? Well, I've yet to hear the chorus. But I've felt both the force of this core and the burnt brunt of its horns, the busted guts and impacted huffs galore. These revelers have to have been born of calamity, considering the storm they become when even the unknown bands perform upon the Barrymore's humbled immortal form, with the ancient stubbled seats from which all sorts of men once watched low-budget porn. They, the gypsy punks, wailed as if their skin was torn, open to the red rage of the gore. The bodies wheeling below them, pressing shoulder to shoulder to the door, tusking over one another, a great collapse of bores, and I was higher than half my neighbor with beer sifting from my pores, and I was maelstrom born, a slash of bones, and who the hell knows what we're fighting for, but I could come to crave this igniting, yes, yes, I could see me wanting for more. Blessings, blessings in the evening, in the hot dreams dreamt by those writhing aboard, the journey, the fray, the wonderment, the unrelenting Barrymore. Thank you, guys.
Again, we have a great, great poetry community here in Madison, and our next poet is part of the Me and You Creative Collective, Eric Newball.
Hi, you all. Thanks for having me this afternoon. What I learned in Unit 2, be careful. I had to teach my child how to move their hands so slow. I had to teach myself how to speak so soft, never carry a big stick or anything else that looks like it can hurt someone, because you can never leave yourself at home and you are enough threat to call National Guard, purse clenched, 21 gun salute, firing squad, straight through your sternum. Stand up straight, put your hands on your head, spread your legs, now play dead, pull up your pants, don't talk like that, don't move too fast, turn around that hat, run that ball, boy, step up to back. If you walk this way, keep your back straight, either make yourself white or put on more blackface, then you'll be okay, because there ain't no room for a nigga with opinions or one that can speak them. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Be careful, beautiful, bold, back-talking black boy battle man, for you are not your own. What you mean to do is not what you do. Don't laugh too loudly or stand too tall. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Never look at someone white for too long, or not the white way, or the right way, or the wrong way. Emmett Till, you learn how to be. You never will. Find yourself alive. Find eternal life in your death, because we immortalize your smile, and work to forget the after photo, because before long we will only remember that. Before, after, alive, dead, living life, then living on. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Knock, knock, dot, 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 Detroit, special response, A&E film crew, 12 plus cops, 34 hours into the first 48, cops go to Hollywood trying to crack the case, flash, bang, fire singes blanket, guns made out of stainless, Levi on a brainless, one shot, one kill, wrong house. Wrong house. You went into the wrong house. 34 hours into the first 48, you done messed around and found yourself another case, only this one won't make TV because interdepartmental indictments don't make friends of cops. Blue lives matter, black babies don't. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you touch to mirror. Take your hand off that plastic that looks like cold steel. Plastic with the orange tip, plastic with the orange tip. BB gun baby wants to be a cowboy, wants to be a spy, wants to be in the FBI, wants to clean the streets, wants to be a look. Oh, there's the police. Tamir waves to false idols, gets ready to fire off questions, gun empty, head full, stands by opening door, officer's gun full, head empty, Tamir's head full, emptied as the gun done. John Crawford prices air rifles in the local sporting goods sections, screams it's not real, they either don't hear him or don't care, last words become blood leaking into cell phone, whisper I'm sorry to wife on other end. Oh, be careful little hands what you touch, oh, be careful little feet where you go, sun downtown, that ain't your place, college club, one letter short of the KK, that ain't your place, below the Mason-Dixon line, that ain't your place, UW-Madison College Library, that ain't your place, and on and on and on and on. Nowhere is safe. Displaced, displacement, as in have been historically and the current continuing action. There is nowhere to go. When hate is burned into your skin, when you are only ever MLK, a criminal, Oprah, or some other demon or palatable Negro, if you are not a synonym to what you are or what are you, you become an antonym to yourself. Thank you all.
Eric Newbold. And you guys probably couldn't see it from out there, but I noticed that he was reading off of his phone, which I think is a generational difference. I'm reading off of handwritten notes here. Well, here in Madison, we have had for a couple of decades a tradition of having a poet laureate named by the mayor. And Mayor Paul Soglin, who was here earlier, named Madison's first poet laureate, John Tushin. He named Madison's second poet laureate in 2001, and she served from 2001 to 2007. And I'd like to welcome to the stage now Andrea Musher, who was Madison's second ever poet laureate. And she's also going to talk about another poet whom we honor today at Fighting Bob Fest, who is unable to be with us.
So I brought my granny hat out with me to say, oh, I'm wearing my other hat. My poetry hat, which I wore for a long time. But I also wanted to bring my granny hat to honor my grandmother, who is featured in this poem entitled Dream Faster. And this poem went around the state for quite a while with an exhibit called Epidemic Peace Imagery. And it's clearly an anti-war poem, but it's also a poem in honor of my immigrant grandmothers. I am the proud granddaughter of immigrants who were persecuted in the old country, as my aunt used to refer to it. And coming home to language and coming home to a country is a strange thing. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in terms of the poet that we will celebrate just after we've gotten a chance to celebrate my grandmother's. Dream faster. In the morning, I mention my appreciation for the Yiddish expression, dream faster. We need the pillows. My friends ask, what's funny about that? So, what is funny about shtetl poverty? My grandparents fleeing to America, my grandmother taking in new arrivals, adding more water to the soup, assigning beds, couches, and the bathtub in shifts. The Yiddish sense of humor and capturing the right vocal inflection is in the shrug of the shoulders. Lifting the burden just high enough to laugh before stooping again under its weight. In the afternoon, the woman ahead of me in the library checkout line holds a woman's guide to sleep. The book looks thick and authoritative. I wonder what women need to know about sleep that men shouldn't, can't, or don't. At night, I fall asleep with the TV on during a National Geographic special and wake to hear that the elusive desert elephants sleep standing up during the day by the watering hole so that by dark they'll be ready for the long trek across the night-cooled dunes to the next hard-to-find source of water. They have evolved extra long elephant legs for the journey. I think they would understand the Yiddish expression. And I want to say, dream faster. We need the peace. Let us grow visions that have longer legs for trekking across the landmines, the bomb sites, the exploding fragments of blood, glass, flesh, ball bearings, bones, angry rhetoric, surface-to-air missiles, bones, and daggered cloaks and letters full of deadly spores. Clenched as we are in the fist of the unforgivable, I dream of waking to a universal peace channel that plays all peace news all the time, every day, more and more peace and justice than anyone can yet imagine. If we open the book of sleep, can we learn to choose our dreams? Thanks so much. If you have a program, I would like you to look at the article that Norm wrote about Daniel Kunene, and you'll see there's a great woman hugging up to him. And she's here to hug up to all of us, to recreate Daniel's words for us. And I want to say that it was my great privilege and honor for many, many years to share poetry stages and the passion for political poetry with Daniel Kunene. And the other thing that's not in the article that I wanted you to know, he was from Edensville, South Africa. What does it mean to be persecuted and exiled from Edensville, South Africa, and to come and make your home in Madison, where his spirit still resides with us? Please give a very warm welcome to Marcy Kunene.
Good afternoon. It's really an honor and a privilege to be standing here instead of in one of those seats watching my husband perform his beautiful poetry. So, Norm, thank you so much for asking me to try and do a little bit of what Daniel did a lot of. The poem I will read is one that he wrote many years ago. I hadn't heard it for a long time, but it became very relevant after his death in May. The name of this poem is The Butterfly, very symbolic of everything that Daniel P. Kunene stood for. Do not presume to tell me, O impetuous man, where I may or may not fly. I am an untamed spirit, veering with winds of my choosing. Your own civilization has become a narcissistic monster whose burial ceremonies will remain unsung for lack of mourners. But I am everlasting. For the spirit that is in me cannot be trampled in the scenes of time and space, but will unceasingly mingle with eternal breezes. Even as you look at my broken wing or my body, mutilated by your tar-squelching monsters of steel, and in your ignorance, pronounce me dead. And therefore, as I flutter, or dissect the air in geometric designs, and light upon these soft petals, or the trunk of a mighty oak, my seeming frailty is my strength, for I, being all spirit, am the very essence of freedom. And my triumph over your chains is the triumph of freedom itself. Yeah. Thank you. Now, this is a poem that Daniel didn't write, but this is a poem that I read for him one evening, and he said, "Darling, do it again, please." So this is the one that I will read that was one of his favorites from me. The name of the poem is "Today" by B. Richards. Today is ours. Let's live it. And love is strong. Let's give it. And peace is dear. Let's bring it. The past is gone. Don't rue it. Our work is here. Let's do it. Our world is wrong. Let's right it. The battle hard. Let's fight it. The road is rough. Let's clear it. The future vast. Don't fear it. Is faith asleep? Let's wake it. Today is ours. Let's take it. Yeah.